Well, now we're joined by John Taylor of Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Well, only 4 days in the week, John, but a lot to do.
It is going to be a very, very busy week, and it's really interesting. September historically is a pretty dismal month for the stock market. Now, that doesn't mean all stocks, of course, but overall the indexes and et cetera, so we'll see what happens. On Friday, we had another good day. The Dow was up about 90 points, and that ended up meaning the third straight month that the equity markets had a net gain. And part of that was caused, of course, by Mr. Bernanke, his speech in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. He implied that the Fed was perhaps ready to do QE3, quantitative easing 3, that is to make more bond purchases, do whatever they needed to intervene if necessary. He did point out, though, that the pace of economic recovery was what he called, quote, far from satisfactory, expressed concerns about the job market's weak growth. And that leads into what's going on this week, because it is going to be a huge week in terms of economic data. Now, today we get some numbers on construction spending and auto and truck sales. But on Thursday is where it really begins. On Thursday, we get the Challenger and Gray job cuts report, number of employers planning to have job cuts. We get the ADP employment numbers, and that's the precursor to what happens on Friday. Friday, we get the really big numbers, and that is from the Labor Department. We get the non-farm payrolls number. We also get the unemployment rate. Some people say it will tick up above where it currently is. And, of course, this all coincides with what's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, which is the Democratic National Convention. Something else that happens today is that they say that today will be the day that the United States has the honor of breaking $16 trillion, that's with a T, in federal debt. Of course, all this economic data happening at the same time that we're only, what, 63 days away from the presidential election. Now, let's talk about some things that are happening in the real world. We all know that American Airlines continues to operate, but they're operating under the protection of bankruptcy. They've been courted for some time by U.S. Airways. They initially rebuffed them. It now appears that American Airlines and U.S. Airways have signed an agreement to at least explore the possibility of U.S. Airways acquiring American Airlines. And Facebook continues to struggle. It closed Friday at $18.06 a share. That's 52% below its IPO price of $38 a share. You say, well, what's happening? Well, what's happening are two things. First of all, many of the insiders who couldn't sell their shares because of lockup provisions, those lockup provisions have expired, and they're dumping shares by the millions. And the other thing is, some of the companies that actually participated in the underwriting of Facebook, companies like Merrill Lynch and others, have lowered their target prices on the stock substantially and adjusting what they're telling investors to expect. Some other companies reporting numbers this morning, Smithfield Foods, the country's largest producer of pork. They operate under not only the Smithfield brand, but also they own Armour, John Morrell brands. They say that their profit's down 25%. They also missed Wall Street's expectations. They point to weak consumer demand for pork and pork products in the United States. And also, guess what, rising costs. Of course, remember, there is no inflation. Campbell Soup reporting numbers this morning, their net profit up 27%. Kind of interesting, they say it's because of strong sales of soup and simple meals in the United States. And lastly, it looks like that the retailers are already, of course, gearing up for Christmas. Last week, we saw that Walmart says that they're not only going to bring back their layaway program, which they successfully reintroduced last year, but Walmart said they were going to expand it. Now we see other retailers responding to that. Toys R Us says that, yeah, they're going to have layaway this year also, but they're going to waive the minimum purchase requirement and also the service fee. Of course, Walmart still has a $15 service fee and a minimum purchase requirement. And by the way, the origin of layaway actually began as a result of credit problems with consumers and et cetera after the Great Depression. So it's really not so much a new idea. Discuss some new twists on it. I hope that the comparison ends there in terms of why it's coming back now versus why it originated to begin with.
John, it's not a new idea. It's a new depression. I mean, I hate to put it that way, but it almost seems like it, you know.
Hopefully. By the way, $16 trillion, if you stacked it up dollars end to end, it would go to Pluto and back. How about that number?
Oh, man, a lot of money. Just keep printing it, I guess.
That's right.
All right, John, thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach. He'll follow that for you to try to see where that value of the dollar is going and maybe make your dollars go further investment-wise. Give him a call at 782-2527, 479-782-2527. You can visit with him right here in Fort Smith at 820 South 21st Street. And email John, if you wish, at johntaylor@sternagee.com.